306, Mr. and Mrs. Eric Christensen, east of Road 346, north of Timber Edge Drive, being Lot 26 within Blackwater Cove Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Are you all intending to testify? Okay. Let's go left to right with your names and addresses, please. Same address?
Yes.
All right, you all swear to affirm the truth, all, nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, how are you? This is a layout of Mr. and Mrs. Christian's lot. Probably hard to tell, but this land drops off real fast at the corner of their house and becomes marshland and tidal water land. But really, they only had a small area to build the addition on their home and allow room for a new septic system and a new well. So we're asking for a variance for the front setback of the garage in relation to the cul-de-sac.
So the garage has been built though?
Yes, sir.
Is a permit issued?
Yes.
Who built the garage?
Burlington.
You built the garage?
Yes, sir.
And you picked up the permit?
Yes, sir.
And you built in the setback?
You built it on.
I don't understand your question, sir.
You built the garage after you got the permit?
Yes, sir.
Which stated the setbacks? And you went ahead and built it anyway in the setback. Why did you do that?
I didn't realize it was a 35-foot setback. And looking at the application, it is clearly states that it is a 35-foot setback, so I acknowledge that fact, and I apologize. That doesn't make it right. I realize that. But there really wasn't any other land available to build a garage on.
You're a licensed contractor in the state?
Correct.
Have you built many buildings?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever applied for or had a similar problem before?
No, sir.
You've always built in the setback?
No, sir. Never.
How come a certificate of occupancy was never applied for?
It was applied for. We didn't have, but required another survey. We've had two surveys of the property.
According to the application, it says no certificate was issued.
We don't have a record of it.
And there's been CO issued.
Back in 120-99, you've got a residential addition, and it's never been CO'd.
Couldn't get a CO because of the setback. Oops, I'm sorry.
Back in 1999, you requested a CO and couldn't get one, so you just said the heck with it?
No, sir, I did not just say the heck with it.
What's taken so long to get a variance request to us?
What made you come to the Board of Adjustment now? Why did you come now in 2008 and 1999 you were in violation? Okay, what made you come in here? Did the inspector come out there? Or?
Send us a letter. They sent us a letter.
You want to talk about
that? Yes, they sent us a letter to say that we needed the occupancy permit.
Uh-huh. And so in other words, you had a violation.
Which we didn't know about, and we contacted Mr. Quillen.
Okay.
So, Bud, who picked that up? Your office?
Your office did.
Office picked it up. Yeah. By a complaint or what?
Probably a complaint. I don't have particulars on it, but I know it was our office that picked it up.
Okay, any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No questions.
Mr. Ortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mill? Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I live in that development. This particular lot backs up to wetland. There's nobody else involved that would be affected. I don't think it would alter the central character of the neighborhood. I assume that it's a mistake, an oversight on his part. And I move that we approve case number 10406.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10306. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Okay, motion carried 4-1. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Case number